Episode 27 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions is on the air. I am your host, Matt Breyer, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears each and every week. I scour the internets for independent music that I find enjoyable, and I share it with you guys, and I hope you find it enjoyable too. And as always, my explorations know no boundaries as far as genre go, so you might find a little bit of everything, or maybe a lot of one thing, depending on which week you tune in. This week we're going to kick off the show with one from Americana artist Corey Kaler. Corey Kaler is a musician with an unending supply of goals for his music career and the ambition to follow through. The title of his first CD, Never Too Late, reflects Kaler's own path to singing and songwriting. Around the age of 30, Kaler finally decided he wanted more than he could wean from a 9-to-5 job. Yeah, I can dig that very much. He picked up his guitar, which he hadn't touched in years, and discovered not all was lost. Something about the music gave Kaler the fulfillment he was searching for. Kaler's insight is present in the 7 Americana originals on Never Too Late. Lyrically, his subject matter relates to anyone who finds themselves weary of monotony in the daily grind, inadequate in choosing words to express compassion over loss, and an active participant, eventually anyway, in the failure of a relationship. Musically, he makes you want to raise a beer and toast yourself for making it this far. Kaler is not committing himself solely to Americana. His influences stem from multiple genres, many of which he would like to try in the future. He considers himself a bit of a musical goat. He has never been able to decide upon one genre and stick with it, so he decided it was unnecessary. Kaler arrived at the term musical goat, he says, because a goat will eat anything. In the same fashion, Kaler will absorb all types of music without a preference for anyone in particular. He also loves a hearty breakfast. Hopefully not of anything, though. This is off of that album. Corey Kaler with I Think About You.
Middle finger standing tall. Another bad day. Lost my head in another black cloud, and I'm losing sanity. So I close my eyes and try to make it all right. Page through the scrapbook up in my mind, and I think of the good times. Yeah, with my friends I have with my family when I'm at home with arms open wide. You are there for me when I think about you. Think about you. I start smiling, the sun shines down, and I think about you. Another cold beer in my hand. Remember those nights around the campfire and laughing like hell till we saw the light. The fire crackled and burned, the smoke filled the air. Another deep breath, another sigh of relief with the people I care for. Like my friends, like my family, when I'm at home with arms open wide. You are there for me when I think about you. I think about you. I stop smiling, the sun shines down, and I think about you. Yeah.
always burns when we're apart. Shines a light, shows a way through the darkness, back to where it starts. With my friends, with my family back at home, with arms open wide, you are there for me when I think about you. Think about you. I start smiling, the sun shines down, and I think about you. I think about you. I think about you. I start smiling, the sun shines down, and I think about you.
Up next, from Los Angeles, California, singer-songwriter Darius Lux. When singer-songwriter Darius Lux left the confines of New York City to travel the globe for a year, he didn't fully comprehend the life-changing pilgrimage he was about to embark upon. Multi-instrumentalist, a producer, and a performer, came back as a freethinker, a philosopher, and inspirational lyricist. Combining his appreciation of 60s songwriting, 70s soul, 80s pop, and 90s hip-hop into a current mix of soulful rock-edge pop tunes, Darius Lux found his voice in his debut album, Arise. He now takes us and his band to the streets of L.A. for his new EP, Time Is Now. Darius's music is a statement describing how we can take control of our lives. For each of us, life can be full of different fears. We have to remember that fear is a choice. When we decide we don't want fear, we have to choose to believe in ourselves instead. We find that we begin to receive the things in life we've hoped for. Darius is currently gigging in Southern California with a band and living his life against the grain with every spirited note he plays. He urges us to do the same. And this is off of that EP, No Problem, from Darius Lux.
What do you do and what do you say? Where do you work and how do you play? Where you hidden and hey, where have you been? What do you like and who do you know? What do you see and where do you go? What are you looking at and coming out? What's looking at you? Instead it's okay, do the very best we can. Situations right and wrong depends on you and me. Problem is there is no problem. I'm gonna let it be. I don't need no drama, mama. I'd rather be happy. Yeah. What do you buy and what do you sell? Who do you kiss and what do you tell? What are you doing with your life? What do you think? How do you feel and what did you drink? What is wrong with somebody? Please tell me what is right. And said it's okay. Seems like we are in control. It's alright. We're moving in the right direction. It's okay. Today we're gonna break the mold. Now tell me, is there more or is that? There is no problem, fine. Explain for all to see. situations, right or wrong, depends on you and me. Problem is there is no problem, I'm gonna let it be. I don't mean no drama, mama, I'm gonna be happy. So the problem is there is no problem. 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 Just have more. What has enough go way too much? When's too much still not enough? Whatever it is, it will be done. Whoever you are, you can't go wrong. Whenever it is, you realize how it is, you'll be surprised. The problem is there is no problem. It's plain for all to see. Situations right and wrong depends on you and me. Problem is there is no problem, I'm gonna let this be. I don't need no drama, mama, I'm gonna be happy. So the problem is there is no problem, it's plain for all to see. Situations right along, depends on you and me. So the problem is there is no problem, I'm gonna let it be. There is no problem. The problem is 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 there is no, 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 problem. Is the problem? Is that there is no? No problem, no problem.
Okay, so I'm going to read the bio on this next band. You're going to go, why did you include them on the show? If you know, especially if you've read anything I've ever put out on the line or anything, which you probably haven't. But you know, I have a total disdain for reality TV in some forms. Not all reality TV, but especially the kind of exploitive reality TV. So you'll understand where I'm going when I read this. Best known for her stint on ABC's Wife Swap and her Joan Jett-style approach to songwriting, frontwoman Tish Meeks and her band Three Kisses deliver a straight shot of their Texas party punk brand of thought-provoking, well-written, emotionally charged pop-punk rock music. You know, aside from having starred on or having been on Wife Swap, we won't hold that against them. The music is pretty upbeat and pretty well done, so I enjoyed it, and that's why it's on the show. This is Three Kisses with Work of Art.
Maybe you stopped believing in soulmates. Maybe you're too damaged to love. You gotta go through some broken hearts if you're ever gonna find the right one. So stop playing it safe, back down your guard, turn your labor of love into a work of art. Stop playing it safe, back down your guard, turn your labor of love into a work of art. Maybe you can't see past the pain. No one ever said love was guaranteed. Doesn't mean you can't have the real thing. future is hopeless. Maybe you're paralyzed by your fears. Think about how tragic it would be, passing up what you've wanted for years.
Next up, we have Ethan Hansen. Fayetteville, North Carolina has been the hometown celebrities such as Oscar-nominated actress Julianne Moore, Grammy Award nominee and producer David Moody, and now burgeoning acoustic rock and blues guitarist Ethan Hansen. Only 21, Hansen has quickly following the path laid out by artists such as John Mayer, Johnny Lang, and Jason Mraz. Having opened up for major acts like Hootie and the Blowfish and JoJo, Ethan is a true artist and creator of music. With Jan Smith, the same vocal coach used by artists like Mariah Carey and Usher, he's not only catching the attention of Fayetteville, as noted by sold-out shows in the Fayetteville Observer's quote of the musician saying, "Oh yeah, the boy can play," but this talented musician and old soul is on the brink of breaking out nationally. For Ethan, growing up, music was part of daily life. His mother was a professional musician and singer and would invite friends over for jazz jam sessions. Inspired to play at the age of two, Ethan picked up the guitar, and it was the beginning of a love affair with music. Influenced by soul singers and blues guitarists, Ethan began to create music that far exceeded his years. He says he really got serious with the guitar at age nine. He was mentored and took lessons from some of the area's most popular guitar players, including Nathan Davis, Guy Unger, and Kenny D. Atkinson, while honing his own craft. The youngster was so good that one teacher only gave him five lessons before saying to Ethan's mom, "There's nothing else I can teach the kid." Hansen's music draws from many genres and styles. Pop, R&B, rock, blues, jazz, and Latin music are all part of his repertoire. Influenced by artists such as Eric Clapton and James Taylor, he is an authentic singer-songwriter. With just a guitar and his expressive and moving voice, he has the power to motivate and inspire. Ethan's songs aren't your typical boy-meets-girl songs. He likes to delve into emotions and prefers to write socially conscious music, music that allows the listener to meditate and dig into life's deeper issues. "What inspires my music is everyday life," says Ethan. "Music allows you to express your feelings in ways that talking can't." One of the reasons he plays is because he has witnessed the positive effects of music and its ability to bring people together. With such spectacular live shows, a recording career wasn't far behind. He's dropped two projects to date. His first self-titled CD was released at age 14. His second CD, Alive, was dropped in 2007. Currently, he's prepping his upcoming project. He's tapped producer Mark McGee and has begun recording what will be his debut national release schedule for 2012. So be on the lookout for that. Now, Michael Futch of Fayetteville Observer sums up Ethan's gift beautifully. As a budding musician, Hansen falls among a new generation of clear-eyed singer-songwriters who lack an allegiance to such mythical rock figures as Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen. Instead, Ethan Hansen is carving out his own niche. Here he is now with the song Real Love.
Real love, that's what I'm waiting for. Real love.
you feel it all, like a rise before the fall. I'm powerless to stop the train that's coming. Somewhere in the distance there's a light shining through. She got that good love. She got the power to chase the way my world goes round. Maybe I'm careless, 'cause every one of us knows when real love is found. That's
information about this next band, the primarily electronic instrumental band, electronic music that incorporates funky slap bass and guitars. Tracks are a wide mix of styles and don't stay in a particular genre, and they pretty much got that right. Yeah, they cover the gamut from techno to shoegaze to instrumental rock to this one, which kind of falls into a funk jazz category. This is Springtime Jazz from the band Fool's Chaos.
Thank you.
And we're coming to the close of another episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Hope you've enjoyed the music this week as much as I've enjoyed finding it and putting it together for you. Kind of a rush show this week, so I do apologize for that. Hopefully things will even out in my life outside of here, and I'll have a little more time to devote to the podcast. But I do want to try and get one out weekly, and I'm working on a side project for the website. So that's kind of one of the reasons I haven't written anything out there lately. But it's exciting, and hopefully it'll be debuting this week or next. It's step one in the next little addition. You've heard me talk about it here before, but I figured it's time to start moving forward. Having said that, if you have any questions about the podcast, or you're an artist and you'd like to have music on the podcast, you can contact me. Go out to idiosyncratictransmissions.com and click on the contact me link at the top of every page. There you'll find a form you can fill out and send in to me. My email address, mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. You can call us at our voicemail line at 502-509-1607. Follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod. Or on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. We're in this week with one from an artist who has an album coming out on the 10th. That's in the 3 short days. Anthony DeCosta from Pleasantville, New York, an Americana folk artist. At the ripe age of 21 and a junior at Columbia University, Anthony DeCosta embarks on the release of Secret Handshake on April 10th, 2012. In 2009, Anthony was named an NBC.com Top 5 Up-and-Coming Young Singer and a WFUV-FM New Artist to Watch. In 2008, he released 2 critically acclaimed albums and was a Folk Alliance Emerging Artist of the Year nominee. In 2007, at age 16, he became the youngest winner ever at the Falcon Ridge and Kerrville Folk Festivals. Actually, I think that's Kerrville Folk Festivals. Anthony has played major festivals, including Kerrville Folk Festival, Falcon Ridge, Philadelphia, and Tønder in Denmark. He showcased a South by Southwest and Tin Pan South and opened for music icons like Loretta Lynn, Judy Collins, and Dan Byrne. With one foot in folk and the other foot loose and wandering into various other genres, DeCosta released his 8th record in 2009, Not Afraid of Nothing, which has the lyrical quality of a John Prine album from Twingville. He recently completed his latest album, a rock Americana effort called Secret Handshake. It was recorded in Brooklyn and features a slew of wonderful New York City musicians. It comes out this week. This is the lead track off of that album, St. Therese. And it'll be wrapping up this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
All I could find. Nights ago, I went and taped your picture to the wall. It's not your fault I'm lonely. It's not your fault I'm blue. It's not your fault that you don't love me the way I want you to. When winter came, I thought I'd never see your face again. I guess I was wrong. St. Therese, I'm going down in flames tonight. It's not your fault I'm lonely. It's not your fault I'm blue. It's not your fault that you don't love me the way I want you to. That you've got, not the record you want. And it's not your fault I'm lonely. It's not your fault I'm blue. It's not your fault that you don't love.